We give you praise. We give you glory. We bless your name, Jesus. We bless your name, Jesus. We bless your name, Jesus. Eminore. Olua. Eminore. Olua. Eminore. Olua. Eminore. Olua. Moa dupe ore atodumodum. Moa dupe ore atoshumoshu. Moa dupe ore igagogo. Eminore. Olua. Eminore. Olua. Eminore, Olua, Eminore, Olua, Eminore. Come on, just stay there. Hear me now. Thank you, Jesus. Can we give? give the Lord a mighty shout of praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, it's a new year. Hallelujah. And we just... Hey! Jesus, you are worthy.
Jesus, the Son of God is lifted. You are high, highly, 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 highly
You are high, high, high. You are high, high, high. It's a we give you all, Lord. We worship. We worship. You are worthy to be.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Glory to God. Amen. Praise God. Happy New Year to you all in the name of Jesus. It's our year of flourishing. Amen. Give the Lord a shout of hallelujah. Father, we thank you for the entrance of your word gives light and understanding to the simple. Our hearts are open to receive your word. We ask that your word will come to everyone here present and our lives will be changed by your word. In Jesus' mighty name. Please, you may be seated. You welcome the church. In Jesus' name, thank you for coming. And thank you for paying the sacrifice to come after a heavy dose of crossover service. Praise God. All right. Okay, so I will share very briefly. I have just 20 minutes or so to share. Amen. All right. So I want to share on taking the word as medicine. All right. Taking the word as medicine. Amen. So, Proverbs 4:20 to 22. It says, my son, attend to my words, incline thine ear to my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes, keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those who find them, and health to all their flesh. So God spoke to us and said, this year, we're going to flourish by the word. Amen. And so we want to give heed to God's word. Can someone say amen to that? All right. So I want you to note a couple of things that the Lord is calling our attention to here. It says, my son, attend to my words. In other words, my daughter as well. Praise God. Okay. Now, that shows some intimacy, right? It shows some intimacy. And God is saying here that I love you and I want you to give heed to my word. My son, my daughter, give attention to my words. Now note what it says. It didn't say give attention to my word, singular. It says give attention to my word, come on now, plural. Praise God. In other words, it's saying here, give attention to my words. And I want you to note the plurality of the use of that word there, words. In other words, there's God's word for your finances, there's God's word for your marriage, there's God's word for your academics, there's God's word for your health. Praise God. And what God is saying is, give attention to all my words spoken to you. So give heed to the plurality of God's word as they address the different needs and areas of our lives. Can someone say amen to that? All right. And then it says, the first thing to do to find life and find the word of God as medicine to you is to get to the point where you first and foremost give attention to the word. Attention. So, you know, attention is something you pay. Praise God. Okay? You pay attention. So the price to pay is attention. Can someone say amen to that? That's what to pay. Attention. In other words, you will trust God for grace to be attentive this year to the word, giving attention. Now, the word attention there is from the root word concentration. In other words, devotion. In other words, you are inclining your entire being towards God such that everything God is saying to you, nothing is passing you by. You're capturing everything. You're getting everything. You're drinking in everything. That's the word attention there. So give attention to the word of God. Now, what's the outcome of that? Just jump to verse 22. the outcome of that is that when you give attention to God's word, you'll find life, and then you will find health to all your flesh. Can someone say amen to that? Life and health, life and health. The word health there is from the root word mape, meaning medicine. Medicine. In other words, that which is given to you for your well-being, for your health. Glory to God. Amen. Medicine. And here, it is important to understand the pathway to it, to life and health. The pathway to it, number one, is attention to the word. Number two, go back to 20, verse 20. Attention to the word. Number two, inclining your ear unto God's sayings. Number three, not letting the word of God depart from your eyes. Number four, keeping the word of God in the midst of your heart. In other words, God needs four things from you in order that you may access life and health. Now, accessing life and health has to do with, number one, giving attention to the word. Number two, inclining your ear unto God's sayings. Number three, don't let them depart from your eyes. Number four, all right, keep them in the midst of your heart. So here, we are looking at four things which I have mentioned. So what is the word of God to you? Come on now, in 2023, what is the word of God to you? Life. Come on, say life. Life. I can't hear you. Come on, say life.
Life.
All right. In John 6:63, Jesus said, it is the spirit that gives life or quickeneth. The flesh profits nothing. The words I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. So the word of God is life to you. In other words, a quickening, life-giving power. A quickening, life-giving substance. The word of God is life. Amen. Lift up your right hand. Say, God's word is life to me. I can't hear. Say, God's word is life to me. Louder. Say, God's word is life to me. Now, and then in addition to that, the word of God is medicine to all your flesh. Medicine. Come on, say medicine.
Medicine.
Amen. Can someone say amen to that?
Amen.
So that means God's word is health to you. It will give you health. It will give you strength and vitality. The word of God is vitality to all your flesh. Vitality to all your flesh. Amen. I said amen.
Amen.
So let's study very quickly around those key words there. Attend or give attention to God's word. The word attend is from the root word, all right, koshob in Hebrew. Okay, the Old Testament was originally written in Hebrew and Latin, and then the New Testament in Greek. So if we're quoting from the Old Testament and we want to know the meaning of words, we just go to Hebrew. Amen? The Hebrew meaning. All right. So the word attend, koshab, simply means to give attention to something. It means to give heed to something. It means to mark something, mark it. It means to regard it in your heart. It means to listen, listen. It means to be attentive, to be attentive. In other words, presence of mind, presence of mind. Now, God is speaking to you, give God presence of mind. In other words, give God presence of your mind. Be present mentally, be present emotionally, be present spirit, soul, and body when God is speaking to you. Attend to my words. Give attention to the word of God. Amen? Now, God speaks to everybody who is listening to him. Okay? But he speaks specifically to the person who is attentive to him. If you are hearing God, okay, God is speaking to everybody. But the moment you give attention to God's word, the word of God becomes a specific conversation or communication to you. So attention makes the word of God your own. Attention owns the word. Attention takes the word as yours. You take it as your own. Can someone say amen to that? That's what attention will do. So everybody hearing God's word is hearing God's word because God is speaking. But the man or the woman who is attentive to the word of God is the one receiving the word. If you don't give attention to God's word, then you can't receive the word as your own. Your own word. Can someone say amen to that? They call it specific word, sent word. They call it custom-made word, tailor-made word, slim-fit word. Amen? That's the word of God spoken to you. So make sure to give attention to the word. In essence, we're saying that attention is presence of mind, presence of mind, presence of mind, presence of mind, presence. Don't travel when God is speaking to you, all right? Don't go on holiday when God is speaking to you. Set your mind and affection and attention to the word of God. Can someone say amen to that? So there's another word there, incline. Excuse me. So there's another word there, incline. All right. So note, go back to 20. God bless you, beloved. It says, my son, attend to my words. And then another thing to do is what? Incline thine ear unto my sayings. So incline. To incline is from the root word notor in Hebrew. All right. It means to stretch out. To stretch out. It means to extend. It means to spread out. Or bend towards. Bend towards. It means to turn to. It means to tune up. Or to hold out. To hold out. So incline simply means, all right, you're hearing something, but it's like you're not hearing it well, so you're stretching. What's that? What is it saying? What's the meaning of that? You're really interested in catching what God is saying to you. You're very interested because you have taken the conversation personal. It's a personal thing now. You say, God, you're speaking to me. I must hear what you're saying to me. Not that, well, I just believe that it is well with me. But you have to be specific about your well-being, your prosperity. Can someone say amen to that? So you stretch out your ears. You stretch out. You are longing to hear accurately. You are longing to hear specifically. And then you tune up. You tune up to God. You tune up. Now, when you tune up, that means you are off other frequencies. You are only on the frequency of God. Can someone say amen to that? Just incline your ear. Tune up. Stop listening to this, that. This person said this about me. That person said I can't make it. That person said I'm bad. That other person said my family, we don't do well. That other person said, you know, this year is going to be very difficult and all that. The question is, what is God saying to you? Tune up. What is God saying to you? You must know what God is saying to you. That's the most important thing. So incline thine ear unto my sayings. In other words, tune up and stay tuned. Amen? Tune up and stay tuned up. Can someone say amen to that? Tune up and stay tuned up. Stay tuned. Stay tuned. Can someone say amen? So that's what it means to incline your ear. So the first thing is presence of mind. The second thing is stretching out and tuning up to hear specifically what God is saying to you. Hear specifically what God is saying to you. Hear specifically what God is saying to you. Because faith begins where the will of God is known. Before you can act in faith, you must have a specific revelation of God's word to you, right? And so you are saying something, you are doing something, you're acting out something that you know God has said to you. Can someone say amen to that? Amen. All right. Don't be involved in just general conversation, hearing what God has said. Amen. You have to give attention to it. Own it. Make it your own. And then tune up. Stretch out your ears and tune up to God once and for all. Can someone say amen to that? Tune up. Tune up. Amen. Now, the third instruction there, go back to verse 20. 21 now, says, let them not depart from thine eyes. Now you've given God presence of your mind. Number two, you have inclined your ear unto God. You have tuned up. You've stretched out to listen to God. Number three, it says, let them not depart. let them not depart from thine eyes. All right? That word, let them not depart, okay, is one word in Hebrew. It simply means laws or lose. Okay? Lose. All right? It simply means don't turn aside. Let someone say, don't turn aside. All right? Don't be distracted. Come on, say, don't be distracted. All right? Don't go perverse. Don't go perverse. Now, when you say something is perverse, it simply means the thing is misaligned from proper and normal and alignment. That means you're going this way instead of going this way. Amen? In other words, now you've caught the word. Now you've heard what God is saying to you. It's time to not let it go. Don't let go of what God has said to you. Don't let go of what God has said to you. Okay? In other words, don't let it depart from your consideration, from your attention, from your meditation. Once upon a time, some people gave heed to God's word. They gave attention to God's word. They inclined their ears to God's word. But some things happened along the line. They got distracted. And so they forgot what God told them or spoke to them. And now they are grappling with their situation. Having heard God's word in time past, having had God's word in time past, having possessed God's word in time past, but somehow it slipped by them. Why? Because they let it depart from their eyes. And that's not your case in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for you, the word of God will not slip by you in Jesus' name. If you believe it, say a big amen. Amen. Glory to God. All right. So don't sway from it. Don't sway from the word. Don't sway from the word. It's powerful. And then he gives us another instruction there. Number four, keep them in the midst of thine heart. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. What does that mean? It means keep the word. That's the first instruction there. In the fourth one, it is twofold. Keep the word. And then keep it at the center of your heart. Keep it at the core of your heart. Amen. Glory to God. Don't put it at the peripheral of your heart. Don't let it be something that is not so dear and intimate to you. Make the word your life, because the word is your life. Can someone say amen to that? Make the word your life. Make it dear to your heart. Let the word be dear to you. At the core of your life is the word of God. Let the word of God be the core of your being. So that word keep there is from the root word shema. Okay, it means to observe, to guard, to have charge of, to hedge about, to protect, to circumspect, to watch over. Hallelujah. To watch over the word. You watch over it. Amen. You're watching over the word. Nothing is coming in between you and the word. Can someone say amen to that? Nothing is breaking your fellowship and intimacy with the word of God. Nothing is coming in between you and the word. You will not forget the word. You will not let the word depart from your eyes. You keep the word. You keep the word. You keep the word. Hallelujah. You keep the word. And the best bank of God's word is your heart. If you want to bank the word of God, don't bank it in your head. Memory is good, but you can forget memory. See, people sometimes, you know, when they grow old, they may forget some things. True? All right. But whatever you have in your heart, you can never forget. Your heart is you. You are your heart. Amen? The best place to bank the word of God is the heart. Bank it within you. Keep it there. And I'll tell you how to make that happen in no time. Praise God. Keep it in your heart. Amen. Keep it in your heart. Amen. And then what will be the outcome? We said it, life and health. Life and health. And it tells us here clearly that life is from the root word kahi in Hebrew. Kahi. Come and say kahi. All right. Kahi simply means living. So it's much more than just having breath. okay, but actually living the life in terms of the substance and quality of it. Living the life. So the word life there is much more than breath. It is kahi. It simply means living the life or being substantially alive. Being alive or being lively. You are lively. Glory to God. It means to be active. To be active. The word life there. It simply means to be reviving. You're beaming with life. Glory to God. Reviving. It means renewal. In other words, you are renewed. It also means you have life that is craving for more. Appetite. Come on, say appetite. All right. Kahi. It simply means appetite or strong springing. In other words, you have springs in your feet. Glory to God. You're springing. You're joyful. You're happy. Amen. You're elated. You're excited. That's what it is. Life. Life. Glory to God. It also means to troop. In other words, you're going and trooping. Hallelujah. In other words, you are making progress and there's increase in your life every time you are advancing. Can someone say amen to that? Amen. This year, every day you will advance. Amen. You didn't hear me. I said every day you will advance. Amen. I said every day you will advance. Amen. If you believe it, let me hear your resounding amen. Amen. You're not sounding like you want to advance. Come on, do you want to advance? Amen. I said every day in the name of Jesus, you are advancing. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. And then it means life that sets you on your feet. In other words, you're running. You're soaring. Glory to God. Amen. You've got wings. Amen. In other words, the word of God will give you wings. You soar. Hallelujah. Soaring. Can someone say amen to that? Amen. Boy, it's happening already. Amen. I said it's happening already. Amen. I said it's happening already. Amen. So that's the word life there. And then the word health, mape, simply means healing. Healing. It means cure. The word of God will cure you. No matter what has gone wrong, don't bother about that. I don't think I have this. I don't think I'm cut out for this. I don't think I'm sufficient for that. No. Just get the word in. The word will cure you. The word is healing, cure. The word has curative power. Can someone say amen to that? Amen. Medicinal power. Can someone say amen to that? Amen. Then the word health means soundness. 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 You are sound. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Then that word health means profit. Profit. I love it. Come and say profit. In other words, you're profiting. I love that kind of life. You know, one of the things that makes people very sad is actually losses, losing. When you are losing, you are sad. True? All right. Even if it's 1 naira, it is natural in man. Even if it's just 1 naira, you feel like, no, now, why? But here it says the word of God will make you profit. Come on, lift up your right hand and say, I'm profiting by the word. Come on, say, I'm profiting by the word. So the word health there is profit. Your life becomes profitable. Profitable. Hallelujah. Amen. I said amen. And that word also means wholesome. Wholesome. You become wholesome. And then the word health there simply means remedy. Remedy. Repair. The word of God will repair you. Amen? I said amen. Amen. So maybe you've lost a part of the pair. Amen? God will get the counterpart of that pair and repair you. Amen. Glory to God. If you are not married, maybe somebody said, I will marry you and somehow changed his mind. Praise God. God will repair you. Yes. I said God will repair you. Yes. Somebody made a promise that he will bless you and give you something, but just changed his mind and, you know, it's not giving you anymore. God will repair you. Yes. Repair. It's called health. Repair. Amen. It means to mend. The word health means to mend. All right? It also means remedy. Remedy. Come on, say remedy.
Mm-hmm.
To remedy you. Remedy. And on like that. Very quickly, all right, how do you give attention to God's word? Amen?
Amen.
All right. I'm talking to you now. Come. Very quickly, we have just barely 5 more minutes to go, so I have to do a quick one now. Amen?
Amen.
So I'm talking to you. Stay there. Come. All right. Call. Keep calling out his name. Call his name. Call out his name. Fast. Hi. Loud. Okay. So how are you doing now? So to give attention to God's word means to be deaf to other things. Amen. And then open your ears just to God and God alone. You can't make it this year. You can't hear it. So people are trying to remind you what people said, the bad things they said about you, but you cannot remember. Because you didn't give. If you keep quoting your enemies, just watch people who quote their enemies. They said, I will die. They said, and all that. If they don't change their mind, they will die. They will die. Because it's the enemy that is feeding their attention and feeding their concentration and feeding their hearts, not God. You can remember everything they said about you, bad things, but you can't remember one good thing God said about you. Give attention to God's word. Amen? And to give attention to God's word means to shut yourself in. Alone with the word. Shut yourself, come on now, in, alone with the word. Amen? And then, having given attention to God's word, incline an ear unto my sayings. In other words, keep hearing what God is saying to you. In other words, don't hear it once and for all. All right? There's a continuum about this thing. It's a continuous thing. Can someone say amen to that? Keep hearing the word. Keep listening to God's word. And then let them not depart from thine eyes. It simply means make the word your focus. Make the word your what? Focus. Focus on the word. Amen? And then keep the word. Now, I want you to have some word currency in your heart this year. You know, have a savings account for the word in your heart so you can make withdrawals. Can someone say amen to that?
Amen.
Don't be bankrupt on God's word. Don't be bankrupt. You know, the enemy showing up and you can't, no scripture to say, no scripture to quote. You know, your arsenal is empty. Your firepower is zero. You open fire. The moment, tell them about that. The Lord said to me. You are talking, not, hey, oh God, they want to kill me. No. Where's your firepower? If you don't have firepower, you can't open fire. You may have the gun. If there's no bullet, you don't have bullets there. It may be AK-47. But if it's not loaded, all right, you can't open fire. Let's be upstanding. Amen. Our time is up. Lift up your hands and say, Father, I trust you this year to give attention to your word. In Jesus' name. Go ahead and pray that prayer. Go ahead and pray that prayer. Go ahead and pray that prayer in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I trust you this year to give attention to your word. I want to be able to open fire at will. Matosa kita labrahaya. Lenkrotosa tia. By giving heed to your word, I will meditate in your word consistently, continually, nonstop in the name of Jesus. Help me, Lord. Your grace is sufficient for me. 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 Go ahead. Lord, help me, Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name.